But Ajahn Chah was extremely empathetic and compassionate. And so that, and you know, he could be, I mean, sometimes he could be very blunt in his compassion, but also he could be like Ajahn Manindo talks of the time when he was, he just felt like he was just being overwhelmed by difficulties and suffering and am I getting anywhere? I don't think I'm getting anywhere. This is he was losing hope on the and plus he was experiencing some physical difficulty. He had to have operations on his knees. And so yeah, he was going through a very tough time. So he went to Ajahn Chah and kind of poured his heart out and explained how difficult it was for him at that time. And Ajahn Manindo says that, you know, the thing that really stuck with him was Ajahn Chah listening and then saying, "I've been like that. I've been there," and sort of that kind of empathizing and the ability to sort of put himself into other people's position. So in Thai, he was a "bum koi ben yan nan," sort of not in a dismissive way or a shallow way, but in a way that just was, yeah, I've been there. I know what you're feeling, but it is, there is an end to it. There's a way out of this. Don't give up. Don't retreat now. If you've got the opportunity, go for it. Does really, and that was Ajahn Manindo said that was you know, quite a critical point in his ability to okay, yeah, I can do it, I will do it, I need to do it, and of course he's still here today too.